Good morning, sir. A lovely day. It's raining, man. Well, it's lovely for the garden, then. What can I do for you, sir?
I want a trunk, a good, solid, waterproof trunk.
A waterproof trunk, sir. You have come to the right place, a waterproof trunk, sir.
Yes.
You are traveling far? By sea, perhaps?
No, I'm not going by sea. No, I'm going by air to South America.
Oh, then, sir, may I recommend you reconsider your requirements? A waterproof trunk such as you are probably of thinking of will cost a fortune to send by air.
How?
Especially if you are going a very long way, like South America. What about a nice expanding suitcase? Much lighter.
No.
Like this one. Quality guaranteed and quite light.
No, mate, I've got my old suitcase. That's not what I'm looking for. I want a nice big waterproof trunk, good and strong.
Very well, sir. You are the customer. And we have a very old Sikh expression which says, the customer is always right. A trunk it shall be, sir. Now, what color do you like? The brown, green, blue, aluminium?
Well, it doesn't matter. The trunk's not for me. It's for the wife, you see.
The trunk is not for your son, but it's for your dear wife.
Yes, that's right, mate. You see, I'm going by here, and the wife's going by sea.
Very romantic. A nice long sea voyage for your dear wife. And you, sir, are going on ahead, flying to a new life in a new land to prepare the way for your bride. I did the same thing, sir, coming here from Bombay to Birmingham.
Yes.
Very romantic.
The wife's going by sea to Australia, the long way round, you see. She needs a big waterproof trunk to travel in. Your wife.
I'm sorry, sir. I thought for one moment that you said your wife needed a waterproof trunk to travel in.
Yes, that's right, mate. The wife's going to Australia in the trunk. It's me what's going to South America in the plane.
Wait a minute. You mean that your wife is going to Australia by the boat? Has a stowaway?
No.
Oh, I cannot be a party to that, sir. I cannot be a party to a fellow like that, sir.
No, mate. That would be against the law. No, the wife's going to Australia by boat, all right. But the legal way, I'm paying for the freight, mate. I'm paying for the bloody freight. Nothing illegal in it.
Wait a minute. You mean to say that your wife is inside the trunk and it's legal?
Yes, I'm paying the freight, mate. The wife will be nice and snug inside. Don't you worry yourself, mate.
Yes, But I do worry myself. What have you done? What have you done, sir?
I've done her in.
You done her in?
That's right, mate. I've done her in. Proper.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You come into my shop and you tell me that you want a waterproof trunk. And you tell me that you wanted to put your wife inside to send to Australia by boat. And that you done her in? Oh, what a calamity. What a calamity.
Hold on a minute, mate. Look at that. That's a photograph of the wife. That's a picture of the wife.
You come into my beautiful, respectable shop, and you try to make me a travel accessory after the fact. I'm going to call the police, the fuzz. I'm going to have you arrested, sir, for causing a disturbance of the peace and the quiet of my shop.
Take a close look at the bloody picture of the wife.
Wait a minute. This is your wife?
That's the what?
Oh, my God, you poor infidel. I tell you what you need, sir. What you need is one of our very best world quality all aluminium metal. Guaranteed, absolutely waterproof steamer trunk. Yeah. I can recommend it to you with a clear conscience. Guaranteed personally by me, Ram Singh. Don't never leak, sir. Never leak. That's what you want. A good, reliable, handmade piece of Bombay craftsmanship. Best price.
Thank you, man.
To you, you poor bastard.